Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, they talking loud. They talking loud. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop.
I'm back on the block, and it just don't stop. Coming back with the music, call it classic hip-hop. Cause it's classic hip-hop, cause it's always on my mind. Check out my music, cause I'm straight from the grind. Cause I'm the OMF posse, and they the straight of production. We're all up in your jams, cause we're all up in your functions. This is what we do when we're coming with our flow. Coming with the music, come back to let you know. Cause we straight from the underground, all up in your town. Lyrics so fat, and we ready to clap. Cause you suck at MC, sold out hip-hop. Cause you're jumping out the box and dancing a lot.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop.
Cause I think about the music and I think about the flow. I think about the music and I think about Curtis Blow. Grandmaster Cash and Cool Herc used to make the music, rappers went berserk. But you suck an MC, sold out of art form. Walking around now with a wig and a perm. How much money you got for jumping out that box? How much money you got for selling out hip-hop? You suck and sold out art form and sold it to the devil. And that's why I call myself the rebel. Cause I'm a rebel with a motherfucking cause. Cause I'm an OMF and straight up and we bringing the noise.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip-hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip-hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip-hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip-hop.
Cause that real OGs ain't bitter. Now you sucker rappers all pick of the litter. Now you was all up in the nutsack when real MCs wrote real rap. Check the facts. Yeah, you was all up in the hood and didn't have a clue. Real players had pussy before pussy had you. Yeah, I'm the black toast from the Ivory Coast. The black man, the African, the America hated the most. From coast to coast, we came straight up in your town. Coming with the music and we ready to clown.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip-hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip-hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip-hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip-hop.
Yo, we back for another dope show. This is OMF. We back. It's Ladies Day. We got the women in the house. We got a black entrepreneur in the house from Tampa, Florida. I'd like to bring her in. Her name is Angel Bellamy. How you doing, my sister?
Hello, I'm here.
Okay, so give us a little background on you. Just give us a little background on you. Tell us how you got in the business and everything.
Okay. I apologize, I'm a little congested. It's real cold here. Cold for us, anyway. I am from Miami originally. I've been in Tampa exactly 10 years now. I started doing treat tables and decor and everything about 5 years ago. So that'll be 2016. I started doing chocolate-covered strawberries, and then I just went from there. But I've always been artistic. I was into photography. I used to be a professional photographer, and I went to school for graphics, amongst other things. So I just branched out from there because I always drew and painted, so it pretty much came natural to me. And then I got into the glassware in 2019. So I started decorating glassware with like pearls and rhinestones, and I work in medical full-time, my day job. So that, I worked in a call center And when people saw what I was doing, and sometimes in between calls, I would do it at my desk because I didn't have a lot of free time. So the ladies there just liked them, and they started buying them from there, and it just went from there.
Yeah, that's an inspirational story. You know what I'm saying? It's a young black woman that came up with an idea and just ran with it. You know what I'm saying? And I'm so proud that we got young black sisters doing out here doing the right thing, man. I'm so proud, man, to say that. And it's an honor to have you on my show. Because I know you've been called in a couple of times and promoted your brand.
Right.
So tell us a little bit about your brand and what does it do. So give us a little more background on your brand. What are you promoting and everything.
I'm a little shy. Well, I do, like, the custom mugs is what I first started out doing, and they're very tedious and time-consuming, and they take a lot of hours, but those, they can go on my page, the listeners, and they can see them at Tampa Diva Treat /Blingasm. It's on Facebook. I cannot get Facebook to change the name to Blingasm, so it's still under Tampa Diva Treats, even though I'm trying to get away from the sweet tables and things like that. But I started out with those the end of 2019, and I just found it was relaxing to do because my father had just passed and my mother, so I just needed a way to de-stress. And like I said, I was doing them in the call center where I worked before COVID, because I work from home now. I'm still in medical. And I would just do them at my desk. I would just bring my little stuff in and do it at my desk, and all the ladies would just come by and stare at it, and then they asked me how much, and then I just went from there because I was selling my mugs for $30 at the time. And I slowed down during COVID just because of COVID and the situation here in Tampa. But I'm starting to ramp back up with everything, and I'm trying to just go pretty much online now. So if they want to see pictures, they can go on my page, and I have, like, a lot of reviews on my page, and I have, like, a lot of the pictures there. But the mugs that I did, a lot of them were Afrocentric, so they looked like kind of like the Black Girls Rock would be the closest thing I could explain. Some of them have Afros, some of them have dreads, just different ones, praying hands. So there's some things for religious people, too, because, like I said, now the pearls and everything take so much time, and I'm a single mother, so I don't have that much time in between working 40 hours still. So those, I still do them here and there when people want a custom order, but it's hard. So I'm trying to get away from those just because it's so time-consuming to do one. But usually I allow the person to pick out three colors, and then they just give me creative design, and I just design it however. And so far, all the ones that I sold 2019 and the beginning of 2020, nobody's ever had a problem with them. And from there, I'm going into now just putting, instead of the pearls and the rhinestones, I'm just putting just the words on the glasses now. So it's more like the wine glasses with just words like I have faith, love, things like that blessed on them. And then I have some for the ratchet people. I have classy bougie ratchet. I have those also and other things that I put on them. And I'm selling those. I'm doing a bunch of those for Valentine's Day now. I have like about 20 that I have to do. And they'll have candy in them, and those are going to have glitter on them and, like, tutus and stuff like that, things the ladies like. So basically, like I said, they can go on my page and look at all the different designs and things.
So it's basically glassware, right? You see, when you first...
Pretty much now, yeah.
It's glassware.
Like
so
wine glasses. Tumblers, mugs, iced tea glasses, shot glasses, lots of different kinds. But I found that, surprisingly, there's a demand for it. People are very vain, so they love customized things. And it was funny because a lot of the mugs with the pictures on them, the ladies just related to it. Because if, like, somebody had dreads or that particular hairstyle, because it comes in a whole bunch of different hairstyles, they found it looked a lot like them, and it was their favorite color, so they just basically sold themselves. I really hadn't had any problems selling them. But like I said, they're very time-consuming because you have to glue each rhinestone on by hand, and it takes hours and hours. Each day I can only do, you know, an hour here, an hour there. So I tell them 2 to 3 week turnaround.
So how long have you been doing this for?
I've been doing the glassware since 2019.
Oh, okay. So you just started. Okay, so you just started. Okay. So
the
where
glassware,
would you find
yeah.
this on? Where you, so it's just on internet, you're just selling it on? You selling on Amazon? Where are you selling it on?
I had an admin, and we were supposed to be shooting videos and doing a podcast with him last year, and then COVID hit, and everything shut down because basically took him off the payroll because he was the one doing everything for me, and we were supposed to be selling
right.
on Amazon. So I'm getting ready to rehire him probably
mm-hmm.
for March, and then I'm going to be selling on Amazon. So right now it's Facebook. But we have a website that we're trying to put everything on and my Instagram. And like I said, he's the one doing all of that for me because I don't have a lot of free time to do that working because I work 40 hours a week still. But hopefully
yeah.
I'll be self-employed, so I won't have
yeah.
to worry about that and I'll have more time to focus on it.
See, this is what I'm talking about. You want to talk about inspiration. You know what I'm saying? You talk about having an excuse. This is a single mom that working 40 hours a week and has her own business and doing
yeah,
it herself.
Home base, it is definitely hard.
You know what? God said it was, God never said it was going to be easy. It was necessary is what he said.
And I'm very focused and I'm very motivated, so I know I can do it. It's just carving out that time and that motivation because now I'm going to the gym, so I have even more on my plate. So it's like
so you're doing,
I don't have
there
that
you go.
Much time.
See, you're doing this, you're working on yourself. You know what I'm
yes,
saying?
I
and
am.
That's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
People need to take time. You see, that's what I'm talking about. You're an inspiration to everybody. That always
says
they can't do something, you know what I'm saying? It can't be done, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm Jamaican. I'm Jamaican-American, but,
yes.
you know, they say Jamaicans have 4 or 5 jobs, so.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're a little color. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because that's what black
10
women
jobs
used to mine. Do. You, just, you know what?
Yes, I guess I'm stuck in that.
But that's what black women always did, was always working 24 hours a day, you know what I'm saying, doing
yeah.
all kinds of stuff. They didn't have no excuses. See, that's what I'm saying. You see, I can't understand these men always because, see, we got girls now. We making girls now. That's what I'm understanding now because, like
yeah,
I said,
yeah, they're
the women
definitely
have,
soft
the,
these days.
The women has put on the pants. And they running things, you know what I'm saying? Look at Kamala Harris, she's the Vice President of the United States of America. And you know what
yes.
I'm saying? And we grooming her for the presidency in 2024. So let's start supporting her now because Joe
right.
Biden's going to be 80 in 24, so he ain't going to be there in 24. That's why he made
right.
her the Vice President. So, you know
yeah, that's
saying,
exactly
so,
what I was thinking. He's a bit too old,
you know,
so yeah, I don't want to be able to run just because of age.
We don't look at the total picture. You understand? I mean, that went past everybody's head.
Oh no, I definitely caught that one because that's the same thing I said. I'm like, hold on, how old is he when I googled it? I was like, yeah, he's gonna be way too old in 4 more years, you know. So,
and
they
I
definitely
was, I
are
put that
thinking
on
about that.
Sooner I said that's who he is, and that's what we need to start supporting him now in 20. Start supporting him and what you call it, donating to a campaign now. Start now. Start. You know what I'm saying?
It's definitely time for a change.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We need time change has come. Martin's dream has come. He can rest a little bit easier now because. And like I said, black women are doing the thing. That's why y'all got to stand up and be applauded. I'm honored to have you on my show. No, we
no,
need
thank
more
you
black
for
women.
Having me.
No, thank you for coming on my show. Everybody that comes to support this show, I support. I play. I do everything. Like I said, it's not about music. Yeah, my show is more about music, but I do everything on my show because it's all about hip-hop is everything anyway.
I definitely like hip-hop.
Without the arts, without the music, without, you know what I'm saying? See, hip-hop is about everything. See, no, people don't know what hip-hop is, man. They just run their mouths. You understand?
Especially these days with this music, it's definitely different.
They don't understand.
Mumble
that,
rap.
Because nobody taught them, you understand? You don't get it. You can't fault these youngsters because nobody taught them the right thing.
Well, it's basically the people in their 40s and 50s who raised them, which is my age group. I sound very young, but I'm up there too. But, yeah, we raised ourselves, so then we had to raise them. So that's where the downfall and it trickled down because most people in their 40s were last kids and raised themselves.
And I'm two generations ahead before you, so I could and I speak up for the young generation. I know what happened. You understand?
Yep.
I know what happened. You know what I'm saying? I still don't excuse them for the things they're doing. They still don't. It's no excuse for what they're doing. You know what I'm saying? I'm never going to stand up there and support what they're doing. No, I ain't going to support what they're doing. But I'm going to tell you what happened. So, you know, I'm going to keep it real with you. You know, I come from two generations before you, so I know what happened. You know what I'm saying? We sold out. Like you said, the 50s and the 60s people sold out. There you go.
Yeah, they definitely did. My parents' generation in their 60s, they basically let us raise ourselves and run loose.
Yeah.
So I walked home by myself. I cook my own meals, and I'm like, my kid can't do any of that at 8. But I was walking to and from school, cooking my own meals, and letting myself in and out the house. I have no idea where my mother was. I guess she was working.
I can't understand. Like I said, get your ass out your bed and feed your kids. How the hell you go send your kids to school and be hungry? You see what I'm saying?
They give them junk food these days. A honey bun. I see them with a honey bun and a candy bar at his school for breakfast.
My mother worked 8 hours. Like you said, my mama worked 8 hours a day, right? And still had us up at 6 o'clock in the morning and fed us before we went to school. Ain't no damn way my mother said to her kids in school hungry. We
give them a honey bun.
We made lunches. Matter of fact, we made our lunch before. The night before we went to bed. You know what I'm saying?
See, that's what I do for my son now. I make his lunch the night before because he's so spoiled.
And that food is nasty.
He's the only child, and he is spoiled rotten.
And that school lunch was nasty anyway. He didn't want to eat that anyway.
Yeah, definitely.
These
days, they just give them ramen. I see the parents give them top ramen. That's all I see these people give their kids is ramen noodles.
They talk about the food is nasty, was nasty, is nasty. Now, I could imagine in the 60s what we went through. In the 70s, what kind of food we was eating. Y'all eat pizza.
Food now is all GMO.
Oh, wait a minute. We didn't eat no damn pizza in the 60s. We didn't eat no hamburgers in the 60s. I ain't no damn hamburgers. Hello. So you complain about eating some pizza and some hamburgers? That's what I ate. Well, anyway, we're going to let that go. Thank you. We're gonna play some songs, and then we're going to take some callers. So, Ed, could we play Trifectas, Enough is Enough? We're going to do some inspirational things. Like I said, this is Ladies' Day. We got Angel Beverly from Tampa Diva Treats and Black Entrepreneur from Tampa, Florida in the house. So we're going to play Enough is Enough from Trifecta.
All right.
Are we there?
I'm here.
No, I'm talking.
I don't hear anything.
Yeah, I don't hear anything. Ed, we're there.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I'm talking about our producer.
Oh.
anyway, we're going to continue to.
Oh, you ready to get to a caller?
No, we go play our song, play a song, play Trifecta, Enough is Enough.
Okay.
Not traditional, but more transitional. Lyrical warriors are here to move us forward. Ignorance brought us to prejudice. Together, they bred injustice. Injustice is not hidden to those who want to see. Injustice, we pursue our American dream.
2020, the vision is clear. Check it out, check it out. Yo, can you feel it? Man, nothing can save you. These officers out here are getting braver and braver. And these killer cops went to a gun from a taser. And the youth nowadays is like Effie and Flavor. From a stray bullet, shoot to kill, they gon' pull it. Another cop exonerated, that's how they rule it. Remember Rosa Parks and how we boycotted buses. Keep our money out they pocket, will they learn how to trust us? We stood alone when no one else would band with us. Refused to kneel with cap, but now the world stands with us. What do I tell my kids when they feel the pressure? And retribution is a gun on the dresser. And too many years of feeling lesser and lesser. And enough is enough, etc., etc. Trayvon Tamir, Martin Malcolm, I'ma do. What can I say, me or my neck? Here's what I'm gonna do.
Shot. Still I see cops killing us like they won't stop. Mentally, nationally, no, not just on my block. We got our hands up, we can't breathe. However, I ain't forgot what I seen on TV, nah. Black man down on the ground calling ma, nah. I can't believe my eyes, they bleed when I cry. My vision subsides, they try to cease my kind, my race. They plot behind my back, they're too scared to say it to my face. What a disgrace. Trifactor on the case, black lives over blue. Not trying to discriminate, but they brutalize as they spread hate. Swear to God they must hate my face. I know they wanna spray it up with mace. That's okay, I'm still protesting peacefully. I promise you I won't burn down my own community.
Point out the obvious, what's true. Of course there are racists here, as there are everywhere. But overall, this is the least racist country in the history of the world. Millions of Africans want to move here. Many already have. Our last president was black. What are you talking about?
Why is that I'm cursed? Cause I'm blessed with more melanin. My civil rights are not square like Tiananmen. Some were loud against impeachment, yet silent on the mistreatment of your fellow men. Gentlemen. As I use that term loosely, when I attack your character kicks like Bruce Lee. My knees made the plot thicken, love my wicked, pointing social justice movement as motion sickness. Well, it needs a double dose of Dramamine, so drop that full clip magazine of hatred from within. Your silence is compliant, matches the simple matrix of lacking ethics. You say you see no color, so then what's with the venom whenever you mention Obama? Acting oblivious to avoid the obvious unacceptable. Null and void, dare I say, Mr. Floyd.
Hey, my
because you are not born with dark skin. So if you are pulled over at night, you are less likely to be shot and killed than a black man. And if you are out running, you are more likely to be addressed and acknowledged as a runner and not a suspicious person. There is so much more than this simple analogy, but I urge you to do some self-education. Discomfort is often the first sign of self-growth.
Yeah, we back. Yeah, that was Trifecta group from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, produced by DJ Kilo. Enough is Enough. We back with Angel Bellamy from Tampa, Florida. Can we take the first caller, Ed?
Hey, family, this is Ann Jules calling in to show my support on OMF Posse Show here on Blackout Radio. What's up?
What's up? What's up, Ann Jules? We got Angel Bellamy from Tampa, Florida on the line. Black entrepreneur, black woman, entrepreneur.
I know, I know. Hey, Queen.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm hanging in there trying to stay warm. It's cold over here.
Oh, in Tampa? It's cold in Tampa? Oh.
Yeah, Tampa is cold.
I feel you. I understand that. I heard Florida is a little chilly. I used to live in Boca Raton and Fort Lauderdale in Miami, so I know what that feels like. But I'm up underneath about 2 feet of snow up here in Massachusetts right now, so I can't say feel, you know, too bad for you. Yeah.
Yeah, it's 40 degrees, so that's cold for Florida.
No doubt. Well, stay warm, my sister. I'm loving the interview. I'm loving the show. And, wow, that was one Firefly track. Oh, wow. I'm so grateful to be here and to show my support, and I'm so grateful to OMF and my family, Eddie Powell, Black Tear, here at Blackout Radio. And do you mind if I ask you a question, Queen?
Sure, go ahead.
I mean, you got it going on. You got so much really cool things going on. And I used to do a show called Women in Business and back in the day. And I appreciate, you know, it's Ladies Day today and on Blackout Radio. But I wanted to ask you, you do so much. I mean, you're a mother and everything. But I wanted to ask you, what would, can you remember, like, any time on your pathway where you felt the most joy? I mean, it might be right here, right now on the radio show, or it might have been, you know, getting your first creations and products out to the world, or I don't know what that might be, but I just wanted to ask you that so to help, because you're very inspirational, and, you know,
thank you.
I hope to be inspired by you some more, so...
Well, the most thing that I noticed was one day it just kind of came over me when I was decorating one of my pieces, and I was like, you know what, this was always a dream for me to make money doing something that I love and getting paid for my artwork, because like I said, I went to school for graphic design way back in 2000, but it was such a tight market here in Florida. It was very hard to get a job. There was like hardly any jobs if you didn't know someone. So then I went into photography where they trained me, and I worked in the daycares as a baby photographer, and I did picture days, you know, where they have the picture days for the kids and you sell the pictures and stuff. But that business basically went out when everybody got camera phones. So I did that for like 3 years. But, I mean, I just felt probably about 2 years ago, 2-3 years ago, I felt like I got the joy from seeing that people – enjoyed my artwork and they were paying me for it, and I was like, wow, you know, that's something that I always wanted, but I didn't really know how to get into it, and I kind of stumbled into it on my own, like I said, 5 years ago. So that really made me happy, being able to sell things I decorated myself, be it the strawberries or, you know, because I did different kinds of chocolates and things like that with different decorations and themes and stuff. So that or the glassware, it just made me happy because it's something that I've always loved.
That's what's up. All right. I love that answer. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes. Well, I wish you much success in all your endeavors, and many blessings to you and all your loved ones too, and you, your kids. And yeah, that's
Thank
so cool.
You.
Well, I understand. I relate. I feel you. I mean, you wouldn't believe the things that my life has. I've been blessed with so many pathways and so many. I wear a lot of hats, but I'm a part of a band called Ageless Angels, and we just released a track called Deja Vu for You featuring Robinoy's Temple of Sugar Hill Gang. And I represent the Crip Hop Nation worldwide as well for the disabled, the deaf, the sick, the elderly, the blind, and the poor. I mean, I'm on a 10th anniversary CD with Wonder Mike, who was Rob's cousin. And we got Daryl McDaniels from DMC. He's on our album. I mean, I'm so very grateful for all the opportunities that I've manifested and brought into my life, and it helped me grow. And I understand, you know, when I was selling, I'm on a couple Wu-Tang Clan mixtapes, and when I was out there telling people I'm on a track with Raekwon, you know, on a Wu-Tang Clan mixtape, being the only female out there at the time in hip-hop that was on a, you know, something with Method Man, and my, you know, I met GZA and went backstage, and just having, like, talk about dreams come true, you know, writing music with Sugar Hill Gang, of all people, that I had listened to from way back in the day. And I'm old,
right,
too.
As a child.
You know,
my mom had
yeah.
the album. People are like, what's an album?
Right.
They don't even know what that is. A record, what? Yep, my mom had a record.
Yeah.
So, man, they ain't no hip-hop without Sugar Hill Gang. Tell them.
It's true, you know. You know, I gotta. I'm just so blessed, you know. So true. Oh wow.
Give us some history. Tell them the real deal. Ain't no hip hop without.
It's true. They definitely were the pioneers. Them and you know, there's so many great artists out there that I was influenced by, and we were all inspired by, and to actually, you know, call them my bandmates and make music with them. And I'm just so very grateful. Jay and I, my love and I, are just so very grateful. And we honor his spirit by releasing the track, because we lost him in April of last year. But, you know, we keep his legacy alive, and we're keeping the Sugar Hill Gang's legacy alive. And I am going to hit up Wanda Mike. I just talked to Yvonne, Rob's daughter, on the phone last week, and she just said, yeah, inbox him, you know. So I'm going to get see if I can get him on your show, because we definitely would have had Rob on your show, but I'd be so happy to get him and Curtis Blow, who's my family, you know, on your show, to get, you know, because those guys, I mean, if it weren't for the DJs, you know, hip-hop never would have happened, and a lot of my music that we have out is because of the DJs, so...
Definitely.
Wait
a minute. That's how I know Curtis Blow, because Curtis Blow used to DJ at my college back in the day, and back in 77 before hip hop, before he did the break, before he did Christmas rap, he was a DJ. He used to DJ our parties on Fridays and Thursdays at my college. At night, in the student union, so I know. And then rest in peace to Ecstasy of Houdini, another trailblazer. You know.
Oh, Houdini!
Throwback. Another one that we lost.
No, I haven't heard him in ages.
Right.
We lost Ecstasy from Houdini. We lost Andre Farrell. We lost Big Bag Hank.
Yeah.
Bag.
Yeah. Big Bag Hank.
Him.
Yep.
You know, we don't talk about him. But anyway, well, we got some callers. We got some callers on the line. So, but
well, you guys have a great night. Stay blessed. And thank you so much. I appreciate you letting me call in.
Tell us
thank you for calling
before you go.
Say it again.
Tell us where you can find your links.
Oh, most definitely. Yeah, you can. You can Google "Ageless Angels" or "Angels Deja Vu for You" featuring Robinoy's Temple. We're on all the platforms. You can find us on Facebook, Ageless Angels Music, Angels Love. Yep, definitely. Let's connect. It's great to talk to another queen out there. So you guys take care, and many blessings to everyone and all your loved ones too. Salute,
all right.
Fam.
Hey.
Peace.
Take another caller. All right, peace.
850-518.
What's
going on,
fam?
How you doing?
Who's this? Where you calling
from? Good, man. It's Tony Roster, bro. Tallahassee, Florida.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on, family?
What's up? Right. What's up, my brother?
Hey, you know, Swag 360, man. You know, we got some music. We collabing together. You know, I done a couple tracks with him. And that's my family. That's my brother, man. He put me in this position. And I love y'all so much. You know, before I say anything, man, I'm going to just say, man, salute to Brooklyn, man, New York. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I'm from Brooklyn, too. I'm from Crown Heights, and I lived in Flatbush before I moved to San Francisco, went around the world. So I'm from Brooklyn too, man. Mecca hip hop, that's what time it is.
Right, you already know.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Ain't no hip hop without Brooklyn, man, and the Bronx. Tell them about it, man. Tell them about hip hop.
Foundation.
Man. They don't know nothing about hip hop. These people don't know nothing about hip hop. You know what I'm saying?
The Bronx.
The Bronx of Brooklyn were ran hip hop in the beginning. They don't know. They don't
he
know.
He reached me all the way in Florida, man.
Yeah. Yeah, we all over the world now. All our homeboys are gone. You know what I'm saying? Our originals are gone. Don't live in New York no more. But we still represent New York City. That's what I'm saying. Because we do something in the neck of hip hop. We do real hip hop anyway. That's what time it is.
Right, first and foremost, you know.
Yeah. So tell us about what's going on with you.
Right now I'm in writing mode, man. Just, you know, continue to just write songs. A lot of R&B records right now. And I actually have a song, man. I would like for you to hear it.
Yeah. But you got to send it to me. You send it to me yet?
I have. Actually, I got you on my Instagram.
Yeah, send me the MP3. Y'all be sending me to YouTube. You can send me the MP3 so I can play it on the show. See, y'all be sending me the YouTube stuff. And what you need to send me is the MP3. You send it to redheadron48@gmail.com.
True that.
Yeah, send me MP3. Don't send to YouTube. Send me the MP3. See, a lot of y'all be sending me. That's another thing. Everybody, don't send me the YouTube. Send me the MP3. We want the MP3 so we can play it on the show. And then you, like I said, hit me up. I got some open slots in March to come on and co-host. If you want to co-host an interview on the show, just hit me up and let me know if you want to do that.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Of course. I'm excited about that. I was thinking about that too.
Yeah. Yeah. We all give an opportunity, man. It don't cost nobody nothing to support everybody, man. We support hip hop and definitely people from Brooklyn, you know what I'm saying? I love my brothers from Brooklyn and me from New York City. We definitely support them. We need to take back our rightful place in hip hop. That's my thing.
True that. Hey, I wanna let you experience something real quick. Okay, so something I was working on, man. It's a project. I have to put it out. It's it's ain't no rushing on thee, but I can't stop moving towards it. I need more of your love, more of love. Kissing you, remembering your passion, thinking over, thinking about me, asking, can you remember? Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Long talks, the good days and soft hugs, unexpected flowers by your front door. I need more. Yeah, it's been a long time coming. If you call me, girl, I'm running. No rushing on thee, but I can't stop moving towards it. I need more of your love, more of you, girl.
Yeah, I love that, man. What's the name of that song?
The name of it is More of You.
Is that?
No, just
you,
ask that too.
Is that original or is that you? Is that original?
It was original. Actually, I just wrote it.
You just wrote it? Oh, okay. So it's not finished yet? Yeah.
Not yet.
Okay, that's good, man. So you do R&B. That's cool, man. And where you out of? Yeah, you said you're from Brooklyn. I know. But you live in Brooklyn, right?
No,
he's in Florida.
Yeah, I'm from Tallahassee,
Florida. Yeah, okay. Cool.
I just support Brooklyn because, you know, I had some family there, but I already know where the base start from. And before, you know, I put me out there, I always have to let y'all know. You know, I know you can see the accent. It come out a lot of times, you know, depends on who I'm talking to.
Yeah, you know, I can see it.
You put me out there on you, bro.
You already
I love
know.
You, man.
You know. Yeah, a lot of people don't think I'm from Brooklyn either, but it comes out of me every now and then. Depends on how I talk. Yeah, that's true too. Yeah, but anyway, thanks for supporting the show, man. And give us a link before you go.
I can't hear you.
I said before you go, tell everybody your links and everything before you go, where they can find you and everything.
Okay, my Instagram is Tony_Rasta_.
Okay, man. So thanks for supporting the show. And send me your song when you play it on. Hit me up on Facebook. I mean, on Twitter and Instagram.
We'll do that. I just added you on Instagram, too, as well. And I will get to that, man. I appreciate you, man, for everything, man. God bless you, man. And just continue to do what you do. And continue to open doors, man, and more doors to be open for you. And I appreciate you for everything. And you got to get back to that homeland.
That's right, my brother. You keep doing your thing, man. And we're going to keep doing our thing. We're going to take back hip-hop. That's what it is.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Peace, my brother. You take another caller.
Appreciate you.
All right.
815-914, you're live.
Why is my foot fetish causing erectile dysfunction? Hey, what's up, guys? My name is Dustin Wolf, and today I'm going to answer a very popular question, and you're going to laugh, okay? It's, why is my foot fetish causing erectile dysfunction? It's crazy, right? It's nuts. Well, guess what? This is really...
You ready for the next call?
Yeah.
434-282. 434-282, you
lie. Hello, hi.
Who's this and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Richmond, Virginia. This is Lovely Samara.
Hey, Lovely. How you doing?
I'm blessed. I've been listening to your show.
Thank you for calling. We met Ladies Day. We got Angel Bellamy, a black entrepreneur, black woman entrepreneur from Tampa, Florida in the house.
What's up, Queen? How you doing?
She's there?
Is she here?
Did we lose her?
Oh, I got disconnected somehow with the last caller. They hung up on me. They hung me up, too. Not sure what happened. How are you?
Oh, I'm blessed.
That's good.
Yeah.
And where
so
you
what's
calling?
Going on?
I'm in Richmond, Virginia.
So what's going on with you?
Say that again?
I said, what's going on with you out there in Richmond, Virginia?
Well, it's still Richmond, Virginia. Ain't too much change. This is VA.
So tell us a little bit about you.
Well, I'm an R&B soul singer. I have three singles I recently released within the year, On a Pop and Misunderstanding, Call Away. Pretty much doing pretty good with my music. It's getting played on a lot of different stations. A lot of people supporting me. Shout out to all my supporters and believers. and just taking my time out here in this pandemic to wait till doors open up a little bit more so people can not just hear me, but they can also get to see me.
Definitely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I really appreciate it. Yeah, because I heard you was I listened to your stuff on Ross Keisha's last week, and I really was impressed by your music, so that's why I hit you up on Facebook and on Twitter. And I'm going to play your song after you get off the line, but yeah, I love this song. I like the song On and Poppin' too. I like that one. You know,
thank you. Everybody got their different favorite.
Yeah, I like that one better than I like Call Away, though, but you know, when I was listening to them, I was playing them. I played all three of them because you sent me Misunderstanding too, and you sent me On and Poppin' and Call Away. And yeah, what I was listening to the other day, yesterday, and I like On and Poppin' though too. But that's the one I'm going to play on the show after we get off the line. But I like your music, and like I said, I'm just honored to have the women on the show. Because we never have too many women on that supports the show, you know what I'm saying? But I just like supporting the show that we're doing. We got, I'm really inspired by the black women, and y'all need to be applauded for y'all do what y'all doing. And I'm just
Thank you.
So what you going to do? So where are you going with your music? And as far as how long you been? So give us a little background on you.
Well, I'm from Richmond, Virginia. I've been singing all my life, basically. Grew up in a church. My grandmother was my inspiration, Pleasant Grove Baptist Church. I come from a musical family background. Right now, I'm currently doing a lot of different projects. I'm trying to show different avenues of talent that I do have as far as rapping and also singing. Shout out to my kids. We have a project like Mother Like Son coming out where I'm actually performing and doing music also with my children. Single Mom Stand Up, that's rock hard for your kids. I do it all, trying to make sure everybody stay positive, still dreaming in this pandemic. Shout out to my team, Elite Records, for supporting me and having my back and putting my name out there and helping support my dream come true. So a lot of good things was coming along for this pandemic. It still is, slowly but surely, but still once everything pick back up, I'm pretty sure y'all will see more and hear more of me as far as my album dropping and everything.
Yeah,
that sounds very positive.
Oh,
I
yeah,
like
very positive. Gotta be. Single moms gotta stand up. We gotta do it all, you know. I try to do the best I can do and make sure they stay kings because I'm a queen. So they have to represent and respect themselves and also give positive energy to the world. So much negative. So as a mother, you have to always make that force interest to say, hey, we stand for something in this world. We're not just here just to live, but we're here to help others and give other people positive movements and messages and things of that nature. And most of my music is in that reference to that, and also supporting domestic violence and women that have been through hardship in their life, so as well as men. So let me just not say women. Had a couple of callers that came and hit me up about that, like, lovely, I hope your music is not for women, but it's for everybody. So if you take something from it, I'm blessed. That's the reason that I'm doing this. It's my therapy, and I'm just having fun.
Nice. Yes. I can't wait to hear your song.
No, yeah, girl, check me out. Follow me, follow me. Yes, more is coming. I'm so excited.
And it's a shame. And it's a shame that our black men has abandoned our black women and our children. Because, like I said, this is a shame. We got black women out here doing their thing, and they're by themselves. And this is sad.
Yes.
You know,
hey.
We men need to take off that wig and the dress, pull up their pants. You know what I'm saying? I got a man. Hold on. You know what I'm saying? That's what I make hip hop. You know what I'm saying? That's what I talk about in my song. Nobody don't like my song, but that's what I talk about. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's not politically correct these days.
Man, it's an insult and embarrassment that black women, like you said, a single black woman that gotta work 40 hours a week, gotta take care of kids, and man,
makes it all worthwhile, though. You know, somebody got
to
stay strong.
We should be ashamed of ourselves. We got our women, we got our young women on the pole and making nasty videos. They got to do this. They got to we got our children in strip clubs. It's a shit, man. I'm just embarrassed. Where are real men at, man?
Well, you got some out here, very few, and you got some good women out here too. I mean, they're doing the most because they probably have to, you know. But at the end of the day, we all still got to stand up for something, and we still have to show self-respect. You know, it could start with us first, even with decisions that we make and what we have to do in this life. It's hard as a single mom, but at the end of the day, you look at your kids and that's your blessing. That's your strength. That's your reason to keep moving on. That's your reason for being positive along with the pain. I can relate to that because I've been through hell and high water. So at the end of the day, my joy is looking at them and being a mom and just knowing I have a job to do. And when I'm tired, I guess God called me home when my job is done. So until then, the family hustle is on. And we just going to come out here and show off and do what we got to do. Shout out to Shake Man and Shy Watts. Like Mother Like Son going to surprise y'all. That's another project y'all going to be proud of. Say, oh, my God, this woman does it all. Yes, I do. I go very hard for my children. And I would love for other mothers to do the same, to stand for more positive versus negative, because we all have somebody to answer to at the end of the day. So, you know, with
definitely.
That being said, yeah, hopefully y'all follow love and love.
Definitely. I go hard for mine.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Love and love.
I tell people, it's an investment. I invest a lot into my child. I'm that PTA mother. I'm at every function. I'm there. It's a lot. It's a lot.
Oh, yeah,
I do it.
You yeah. better know yeah. we don't have no choice. Tad and all.
I
we
want him to
be
successful. Yeah, I tell him every day, you're a leader, not a follower.
Oh, yeah, no
you
doubt.
To be a
and
leader,
here to make
you don't
a difference
do what the
is
other
what
ones
I tell
do.
Mine. Oh, yeah, here yeah. to make a difference.
Like I said, y'all need to stand up and be applauded. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. We got black women out here doing the right thing. You know
oh, yeah,
saying?
Thank
and,
you.
You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
you know what I'm saying? I think about the Bible, you know what I'm saying, and what a man's supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? We got it twisted, man. We talk about we read the Bible. No, we don't read the Bible. We don't understand the Bible because a black man was supposed to die and die for their kids and their women.
Oh, yeah.
That's not for a corner, not for some drugs. You understand me? That's what we're supposed to die for. We got it twisted. We got the dream twisted,
yep.
too.
Been twisted a long time. Time for a change now. Time for a change.
Because Martin didn't tell you to abandon your kids. Martin didn't tell you to put on the dress.
He sure didn't.
That's not what he said. All right.
Lord.
The men have become women.
There go. Well, we're going to play. So tell us your links before we go and everything. I'm going to play your song before the show is over. Like I said, I'm going to play On and Popping before you go. So give us your links and everything before you go. And thanks for supporting the show.
Thank you. Everybody, please support. Follow me on all social platforms, YouTube, everything, TikTok. As always, simple. I made it nice and simple for everybody. It's just Lovely Tamara anywhere you go. So you can find me. That's LoveyTamarl, Tamara. So please make sure y'all do type it in right and follow your girl. Got a lot of big things coming up. You'll see me moving around with my team shortly in a minute. I'll be on tour. So at the end of the day, support your queens, support your kings, and let's stand up for something more positive.
Right. Thank you for calling. I got some open slots in March, so you could come on and call us to show if you want. So
okay.
So I'll hit you up on Facebook. I already got hit you up already. So we already friended on Facebook. So we'll talk to soon. All right.
Okay. I'm here.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you guys. Nice to meet
Thank
you.
Thank you. Nice
bye bye.
You
hope you like On the Pop there. Yay.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I'm sure
yeah.
I will.
All right. Can we play Lovely Tomorrow's record on How to Pop It?
You feel it.
Yeah, we back with Angel Bellamy from Tampa, Florida in the house. I'd like to thank you for calling in and supporting the show. So give us your little shout outs before you go and everything, and tell us a little bit about your products, where they can find you and everything before you go.
Okay. Well, thank you for having me on. Tampa Diva Treats on Facebook. And the website and everything else is under construction. It's being changed up. So you just monitor Tampa Diva Treats, like and share, and you'll see all the updates on there, all the products. I'm going to be having Valentine's Day items for sale that are reasonably priced, and I do ship as well. Although shipping is delayed right now with the post office and their antics during COVID. I'm not thrilled, but you'll get it eventually. But yes, Valentine's Day is next Sunday, and I do have items for sale, so they'll all be posted up between tonight and tomorrow, everything that I'm going to be selling, all the pictures.
Yeah, and Sam, when you get it, when you start having it in stock and you start sending it out, I want you to send me some stuff and tell me how much it costs and everything. And everything you send
me,
some
of your stuff. Yeah, no, I was supposed to send you this stuff. I just haven't had a chance to.
Yeah, when you get it up and running and everything, I want you to send me the information so I could buy some of your stuff. Because we need to support each other, like I said. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. Still have your address. I will send it. I was supposed to send it, I know,
yeah,
a month ago. Yeah,
definitely. But you got me on Facebook, so we're going to keep in touch. So like I said, once you get everything up and running, you just let me know and everything. You just holler at me. You know how it is. You got it.
Yeah,
and you know the show. You know the show is every Wednesday, so you can hit me up. You know what I'm saying? Hit me up at the show. You know, you can hit me up in all different ways on Facebook, Instagram, and on Twitter. So let me know.
Okay.
Keep doing your thing, and I applaud you. And I thank you for supporting the show. And we keep on touch. Keep in touch.
Okay, I will. I'll let you know when
I'm
sending
you
stuff. All right.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah, this is OMF. I'm out. That was Angel Bellamy from Tampa, Florida. And I'll talk to y'all next week. Talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. This is OMF. We out. Talk to y'all next week. Next Wednesday. Hello.